At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
No matter what's on your plate or your mind this holiday season, the UPS Store wants to help. With our Pack and Ship Guarantee, we're helping gifts arrive safely to guarantee more...
They know me so well. Picture-perfect gifts.
We're helping guarantee more smiles with our Pack and Ship Guarantee. If we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Stop by your local The UPS Store for holiday help shipping holiday gifts. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Products, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details.
I understand now. Even if I must take the devil's fruit, I must gain power. I am an Avenger.
We are back. Another quote from one of the legendary Uchiha. Today, if you're seeing the episode title, seeing the video, we are covering Sasuke Uchiha, one of the main, probably protagonist 1B for the whole Naruto series, something we're both excited about. We covered Itachi last week, so you can check that out. Next week, we're going to be covering Madara Uchiha, something that we are super excited for with our character study series. This one is going to be chunky, just with so much in preparation for this episode. Like, we were even talking about how much we're going to cover with Sasuke. But before we jump into any of that, I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Michi presents
Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so we are definitely going to need a legal spiegel for this one.
Yep. So the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right. For those unfamiliar with the character study series, typically we break down a character. Usually we don't do the main protagonist just because it's more fun to explore other characters sometimes. But for this one, we're covering Sasuke Uchiha. It's actually funny. We've covered so many different characters that we've had to touch on Sasuke because he's such a central figure to the story. We've done Gaara, kind of like the parallels with Sasuke there. We've done Naruto. Obviously had to touch it. Last week we did Itachi. And just the relationship with that. So there will be moments in the episode where it's a, kind of like with Sasuke's biggest moments. We already covered it with Itachi. You can check out that episode. Or if you're familiar with Naruto, you should be familiar with it. So we're just kind of going to briefly touch on those moments and then keep progressing forward. Anything you got before we jump into it, Meech?
It's just the idea like, hey, we're covering pretty much the deuteragonist of Naruto. So he gonna have a lot in history books. There's a lot that's gonna be covered. And just FYI, because I know people are probably gonna ask, no, we're not gonna cover everything he did in Boruto. It's only because of the fact that, at least in my opinion, the story with Sasuke and the entire Naruto universe, to me personally, ended with Boruto the movie. I felt like that was like a just good capstone to the series where it ends, but no, and unfortunately kept going. So we're only going to touch on some highlights of that. And that's about it.
Yeah. Once they get rid of the filler and then come back with the actual time skip part, maybe we'll give Boruto a bigger chance. But jumping into that, we're going to cover Sasuke Uchiha, member of Team 7, member of Kirin. I mean, member of Hebi, member of Taka, member of the Akatsuki, in a sense. Brother Slayer, Avenger. Let's get into it. All right. So before we jump into this one, because he's such a big character, what were your initial vibes on Sasuke?
All right. So when I first saw Sasuke, like when I first like saw Naruto, I was like, oh, okay. He's kind of like the cool, aloof teammate. I somewhat like compared him to Vegeta. Like when he started out, because like he very much clashed with the orange wearing protagonist while wearing all blue, and I was like, this is very much a Vegeta situation. Let's see how this goes. And then over time, I'm like, oh, Oh, he's still basically the Vegeta, but he basically did a reverse.
That is true.
He's a reverse Vegeta, where instead of going from evil slowly to becoming good and having like a little relapse in the middle there, this one he went good to evil, back to good, back to evil for a little bit, little relapse there, and then fully turned back to good. It's like, sir, pick a lane.
Yeah, I think my initial vibes are similar. I never really picked up on the reverse Vegeta part of it, but which was a good something that you pointed out. But with that, kind of like, you know, you're Rocko of Naruto, our hyperactive knuckleheaded ninja, and you just see the cool persona. You know, if Vegeta is the prototype of what Sasuke is, a lot of people have followed Sasuke's archetype of a character. You think of a Black Clover with Yuno, and then other characters where it's just like, oh, the stoic, he's a genius. Everyone thinks he's like, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely just all over the man. And then, you know, you have your main character who is not that great, not considered a genius. People doubt him, and they eventually become rivals in that sense. So I do think just like initial vibes picking up in the first series pre, you know, him turning and everything, definitely hating him. But then as we progress, you can see how the bond with him and Naruto grows and how over time he also is clouded with his own hatred. So with that, we can get into it. We're going to cover his childhood slightly quickly again. A lot of it we covered last week with the Itachi episode. We already know the massacre part. So, Meech, if you want to kick us off.
Yep. All right. I'm going to go ahead speed run through this. All right. So, you know, as we know, he's the second born of Makoto and Fugaku. He's the youngest. He was always in the shadow of his younger brother, Itachi, you know, but he always loved his brother, you know, always wanted to spend time with him. Of course, like his dad would always give the time of day to Itachi because like, oh, yeah, this is my prodigy. This is my boy. He getting everything. And Sasuke is like, hey, I'm here, too. And like, I want to develop into a powerful shinobi just like my brother, even though Itachi would never spend the time of day with him or train with him. Of course, like when Sasuke, you know, he enters the ninja academy, he's like one of the top of his class. But again, he was no Itachi. This was very apparent when Itachi managed to get the fireball jutsu in one go, but Sasuke, he kept training for hours, for days until he got it, which was probably the only time that his dad actually gave approval to him. And then, of course, the fateful night, he returns home after training, and there's bodies on the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor, all right? Because it's a whole massacre. And again, like he's a young kid at this point. So like all this happened, he goes home, he finds like, you know, his brother and his dead parents. He's like, hey, what happened, big bro? He's like, and then Taiji's like, yeah, I murked them. I put them in the dirt because they was weak and I wanted to test my power. And then like he puts them under a mini genjutsu. It's like, oh yeah, experience all the pain of your parents. But that only served to galvanize Sasuke to where he rushes after Itachi. Turns out this moment awakens his Sharingan for the first time, but the strain of, you know, the strain and stress of activating the Sharingan, having a long day of training, so basically no rest, and getting genjutsu'd by Itachi, seeing the worst moment of his life, he passes out and basically has no recollection and represses the whole entire night. Represses the fact that he got the Sharingan because of trauma. So from there, his whole outlook changed. At first, he was like, you know, the bubbly character. Like he, you know, basically he's like a normal kid. Like he had his ups, had his downs, but he's still happy-go-lucky. This one, he became straight up the emo that you think of him as. He's moody. He's very much thinking like in the darks, in the dumps. And while him and main protagonist Naruto, like he's like started getting along because like, oh yeah, it's like we're both like dealt with loss, kinda. Both dealt with a form of loss.
Yes.
At this point, like they just start butting heads. Like that's where like they just start butting heads because again, it's like Sasuke's like because of the fact that he's like now in a very depressive like mood, he starts getting attention from all the girls, which commentary. Message. If you're trying to get a girl, just be depressed, apparently.
Be depressed.
That's apparently was the initial message because everybody started fondling over Sasuke, especially Sakura and Ino, who fight over him. And then, of course, that feeds into, like, his rivalry with Naruto because Naruto wants to keep throwing hands with Sasuke to try to one-up him. And, yeah, no, that almost never works out because Sasuke still is an Uchiha.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's basically his childhood because, again, like, he's praised by, like, a lot of the people because, like, oh, yeah, he's the last surviving Uchiha.
Yes.
And, like, yeah, he's a prodigy. But despite all of that, Naruto, the one he butts heads with the most, is the only one who understood him the most.
Which is crazy because with that inferiority complex that he had to Itachi, you know, obviously his parents ignoring him, the only time he really got paid attention, like you mentioned, was because Itachi was kind of in a state where he was starting to side with the village elders over his own clan. So his dad was like, yo, you on the outs right now with that. So that love for his brother initially then being turned to hatred, massacre of his family turning to loneliness. And as we see over the course of the series, as Naruto's sitting on the swing or walking along kind of like the river, and then Sasuke is downriver and they just like look at each other because both of them, you know, the loss they experience is different in different ways because Sasuke actually got to have a life with his family, with his clan, whereas Naruto has always essentially, you know, in consciousness been alone. So they both do understand the concept of loneliness with that. So even progressing forward with that, they then get selected into Team 7. We see more of his personality where the Kakashi is kind of like, hey, everybody introduce yourselves, you know. Sakura, you know, talking about how much she loves Sasuke, essentially. I know. Sasuke is like, yo, I'm gonna be Hokage. And then, you know, Sasuke, he's sitting there, pure edgelord, fingers crossed, there's someone I want to kill. I gotta take him out. That's it. So then we get into just the relationship of Team 7, which is really cool over there. So we start with the training with the bells.
Yep. So essentially, like, this is the bell test that Kakashi gives. And essentially, like, it's like, oh, yeah, it's like only two people get a bell. And then the third person gets tied to a pillar and to where they're forced to not eat. And for, I forgot how long, I think it was like for an entire day. But yeah, Sasuke is basically the closest one to actually getting it because Sakura taken out by Genjutsu because she keeps fondling over Sasuke. Naruto, he's the knucklehead and he gets the 1,000 years of death, which if you know, you know. That's all I'm gonna say. But also, we need to touch upon the fact that like when they get added to Team 7, we forget the moment where him and Naruto were staring at each other, and then
yes,
somebody bumps into Naruto, and they ended up sharing their first kiss. It's crazy. I just need to bring that up because I know people gonna ask about it. And this could be where Naruto's obsession with Sasuke starts. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, another parallel between the relationships. I was thinking because, you know, Bakugo and Deku, their relationship were obviously Sasuke isn't the loud one, but that parallel where Bakugo is more of the greater one initially, and then Midoriya is trying to figure out who he is, but yeah.
All right, continue on. But yeah, Sasuke, he's basically like the best one of the Genin, like he's able to use the fireball jutsu, which Kakai's like, hey, yo, and like he's like the best combatant, but he still fails, and like the whole thing was about like teamwork, which none of them had.
Nope.
But essentially, like, you know, still Naruto's like tied up to the pillar, but like he's like hungry, like starving. But here's like the first like instance of like Sasuke being like a good character where he's the like, okay, it's him and Sakura, they're both sitting beside Naruto and they're eating their lunch, but then Sasuke's the one who offers his food to Naruto first, like, and then Sakura in her
follow her
in her Sasuke glazing is next to offer the food, and then of course that's the real test all along, and they pass.
Yeah, because they're not scum.
Yeah, and of course, like this point, like they, and then they start going on like mini D rank missions. There's actually probably a very key moment, which causes a whole lot of hatred among people who do not stand Sakura, this guy, where she basically starts complaining about Naruto to Sasuke, and she's like saying like, man, this is what happens to people who don't have parents and they were raised alone, and like keep mocking him for being an orphan. I'm like, woman, girl.
The self-awareness, the lack of self.
Yeah, the lack of self-awareness is crazy, because she's like, and he's like, wow, you telling this to the man who lost his parents and became an orphan.
Yeah, who had his parents slaughtered in front of him.
And yet, and you talking about orphan. And this pisses Sasuke off, because he's like, nah. I need to say something about this. Cause he's like, hey, for someone who's never experienced loss, you can never understand. And you know what? You one glazing, annoying little girl. Yeah, he tears her down piece by piece. Cause imagine, like, the love of your life calling you annoying, not in a playful way, but in a, you are seriously a thorn in my side. Get away from me.
Yeah.
And this leads Sakura to slowly start like easing up on Naruto a little.
Mm-hmm.
You were being a little.
It's crazy with that, because I was thinking about like with Naruto, just like doing these character studies. I'm like, yo, everyone got a tragic backstory. I think Sakura, like the only person that don't really have a tragic backstory, unless you want to count the Sasuke thing being a future part of her tragic backstory.
No, they don't count that at all.
But I mean, yeah, she doesn't have a hard life. Everyone else is like, I lost my parents. Third Great Ninja War.
Think about it. Look at all Team 7. Look at all Team 7. You got Naruto, dead parents, and told still a nine-tailed demon that destroyed the village.
Kakashi. Whole village hates him.
Yeah, whole village hates him, by the way. Kakashi lost his dad. Lost his whole team, in fact.
Yes.
Lost his whole entire team, and he killed one of them.
Yeah.
Sasuke lost his whole family in one night.
His brother did it.
And by his brother, Sakura, just have loving parents.
No tragic backstory.
Yeah, the only thing she can even say is like, oh yeah, my parents be overbearing at times. Girl, all right, shut up.
So progressing from there, getting into what really started to build Naruto and Sasuke's relationship and how Sasuke started to see Naruto differently, we have the Land of the Waves mission, where Naruto really picks up. So with that, they get assigned a C-rank mission to be bodyguards. Over the course of the mission, they learn that, hey, this is probably an A-rank mission. But one of the first big scenes that was, again, another Sasuke glaze, which was appropriate in this moment where they have the Demon Brothers attack. In this moment, Naruto freezes up. I believe he also gets poisoned in his hand. Then Sasuke steps up, intervenes, and in that moment, he calls him a scaredy cat. He calls Naruto a scaredy cat for not being able to act in the moment after freezing up. And this is the first, well, one of the first times where we see Naruto builds a resolve. So again, we see Sasuke and his impact on Naruto with that. So progressing forward with that, we then see Zabuza first appear, one of the legendary Sword Demons of the Mist. With that, they have their first interaction. Kakashi gets snatched up, held in the water prison, and then we see the combination the first time they use the Shadow of Shuriken?
Yes, the Shadow
combination, and able to free Kakashi, which was one of the coolest moments, seeing those two finally work together.
Yep, and again, this was like a moment where it didn't even need to be stated. They didn't need to say it. They just knew. They were locked in from the start. And then Sakura. But I'm sorry. This is not a Sakura hating episode, but she is central to this plot.
Dude, we got so much to get into with Sakura.
I'm not sorry. All right. So yeah, okay. So they freed Kakashi, right? Free Kakashi, you know, it's everything. And then they just start learning about chakra control, Narc. And that's where you see like a bit of their rivalry, because both of them are trying to their best to try to master it before the other. Because unfortunately, Sakura masters it first. So yeah, you see like the competition between them, and then they fight Haku, where in which Sasuke is awakens his Sharingan once, like pretty much for the first time since the tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to do a little well, but unfortunately, Haku's experience with murdering people gets the best Sasuke, and in order to protect Naruto, he leaps in the way to protect Naruto, getting impaled, and seemingly dies.
Yep.
Which, of course, causes Naruto to crash out, taps into Ninetales the first time, nearly kills Haku, but fortunately, Sasuke is able to recover, and turns out he wasn't dead at all. He was just passed out.
Yes. So progressing from there, this is where we start to get a little hair on our chest in the Naruto series. One of the favorite arcs of the first part of Naruto, the Chunin exam. So this is where we start to see kind of just like, oh, we're going to come into our own. With that, Kakashi sees the growth of Team 7 on that mission, recommends them for the Chunin exam, even though they're one of the least experienced teams there. But with that, he gets into a sparring session with Rock Lee.
Ain't no sparring session, my boy. That was belt to behind. Sasuke gets trounced in that mission. In that session.
Yeah.
Not even his Sharingan could help, which was crazy. So, Lee had to be stopped by Guy in order to save his life.
Mm-hmm. So that was crazy, just because I don't think he initially knew that Lee didn't have the ability to use ninjutsu, and then breaking out that taijutsu, that was the first time where we saw Lee actually start to get active, or a tease of what was to come before that Gaara fight, which we touched on before in a different episode. So with that, like you mentioned, he almost gets washed. They have the written exam where essentially the goal is not to quit and to cheat in order to pass. He uses his Sharingan in order to cheat appropriately. Moving forward to where we actually start to pick up into the main plot, we go to the Forest of Death. With that, we see one of the a weird rogue ninja who's kind of creepy. So he just to show how smart Sasuke is, he gives the team a password. So he's like, hey, this is the password. If we see each other, if we get split up and then come back, that way we don't get our scroll taken or get attacked by random ninjas. So then we see a version of Naruto comes back. That one knows the password. Another one doesn't. Well, yeah, that one knows the password. Sasuke's like, yo, Naruto is too stupid to remember the password. Who are you? And then attacks. Reveals at the time. Does the person reveal that they're Orochimaru? Like they say the name or...
I don't think they say the name yet, but you know it's Orochimaru. Yes.
So essentially, Orochimaru in disguise is like, hey, I'm going to need that body, big guy. Which is a wild thing. But Orochimaru's a weird dude, so I think that's an appropriate response to that. So they fight, get into it a little bit. Naruto eventually intervenes, but through that action, he's like, oh man, this Uchiha body. Obviously, knowing the backstory of Orochimaru, he knows Sasuke isn't Uchiha. Obviously, he wanted Itachi's body before. His body is deteriorating, so he's trying to improve. Gives him the curse mark, the curse of heaven, right?
Yep, curse seal of heaven.
Curse seal of heaven with that. And then Naruto calls... Well, before then, Naruto calls Sasuke a scaredy cat, which is parallel to their initial mission.
Yeah, because in this moment, like Orochimaru, like he's giving his death aura. He's giving the death aura. He's like, hey, I got that killing intent, that murderous intent. And Sasuke freezes. Like, he's basically telling the team, like, hey, we got to bounce. We got to run. But Naruto, you know, using some of that Ninetales chakra is like, oh, nah, I'm running them hands. And ends up saving Sasuke, to which he calls him a scary cat, and that causes Sasuke to get his resolve, use the Sharingan, attack with the Dragon Fire Jutsu, or Fire Dragon Jutsu, and then gets the curse mark before passing out.
In fairness, this beatdown was so bad that the Boondocks reanimated it.
100%. It's kind of sad. It's kind of crazy. But yeah. So again, like Sasuke, he's passed out. But then at this time, some sound ninja are attacking like Team 7. Well, Naruto's passed out too, so it's just Sakura, yeah. And then Sakura,
useless.
Rock Lee, and then basically Shikamaru's team, mm-hmm. Team Asuna, who are all fighting on behalf of them. And then Sasuke wakes up with a purple aura and some flame fire tattoos on his face, and you're like, hey, yo, what is this? He's like, Sakura, who hurt you? And then the one ninja decides to brag about it. He's like, okay.
He let the demon out.
Give me your hands. And boom, breaks his arms.
Yes.
Breaks his arms. And he's like, all right, then, you out. I'm out for blood.
Even Sakura's like, oh, he different now.
Oh, yeah. To where Sakura had to like, hey, Sasuke, chill out. We're okay. And then like the curse mark recedes off Sasuke. He's like, what the heck did I just do?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying at this point, this is when they finish up the Force of Death and we're able to get into the fights.
Yes. So in the individual fight, he ends up going against one of the Sound Ninja. Before that match, Kakashi tells him, hey, if you use your curse seal, you're going to get disqualified, so you won't be able to be a Chunin. But if he uses too much chakra, it draws upon the power of the curse seal. So he's like, yo, I kind of got to use Taijutsu. Here, this is a callback because I believe he has Sharingan activated when he fought Lee. He essentially copies his move, calls it the Lion Combo, and then that uses that to defeat the Sound Ninja. Eventually, Kakashi then seals it for him, which temporarily works, transitioning into the next stage of fights where they have to go on their own training mission.
Yeah, and so in this mission, like, essentially Sasuke is taken by Kakashi so, like, he could learn a new jutsu, this one, obviously being the Chidori. So they basically training, and then it comes time for Sasuke's match against Gaara, and then Aura forms their way because he was late to the fight, about to get qualified. And then you see some wind, and he pulls up in the all-black fit.
Oh, that was nice. That was a moment.
He pulls up in the all-black fit. He's like, all right, let's get to it. Let's get active. So this is where him and Gaara fight. He's not using his Sharingan at all. He's just using pure speed, similar to Rock Lee. And then of course, Gaara traps himself inside a sand shield.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, I can't get out of this, so let me do something to Chidori. Bam. That first use of Chidori, everybody glazing.
makes him bleed.
Yeah, and makes Gaara bleed for the first time. And this causes Shukaku to kind of go a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when the plan is enacted to where the invasion of Konoha begins. So all the Sand Ninja, like, they're attacking. Sound Ninja attacking. Orochimaru fighting Third Hokage. All that's happening, like, in the background. We ain't focused about that right now.
Yes.
Because Gaara is basically fleeing with his siblings because he's slowly starting to lose control because it's flood, and it's like Shukaku taking control. And Sasuke's like, oh, nah, we gotta run these ones. We finishing our fight.
Yes.
And also a big thing is that, like, Kakashi warns him that he can only use the Chidori up to 2 times.
Uh-huh.
If he uses up all his chakra, he dies. So, yeah, it's like they're still fighting, but, like, Shukaku's coming out more and more to where, like, it's already mutating him to a half Shukaku demon, and Sasuke uses the Chidori one second time.
Yeah.
And then at another point, like, Shukaku's, like, about to go and kill Sasuke, and then you see Sasuke use the Chidori for the 3rd time.
Which basically almost paralyzes, paralyzes him.
Yeah, basically paralyzes Gaara and himself because it turns out he used the curse mark in that moment to gain enough chakra to save him. Unfortunately, Sasuke's out of commission at this point, and then Naruto comes up to save him.
And here we see Naruto, taps into the chakra of the 9 tails, which he's been training for, uses 1,000 shadow clones, and Sasuke's like, before he passes out, is like, yo, what's going on with this dude? I didn't know he was like that. But something I wanted to touch on was, with their, again, Sasuke's and Naruto's relationship, is that initially Naruto wanted Kakashi to train him for the next stage of the second round of the tuning exams because he was like, yo, I need to get better. I won on a fluke. I farted in a dog's face and won. But Kakashi is like, nah, I'm gonna go train with Sasuke real quick. He had his reasons, and then but the thing is, he did Naruto kind of dirty. He was like, yo, go train with Ebisu.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knew Jiraiya was coming or not.
I don't think he did. That's the crazy part.
He did him dirty.
Yeah, because imagine what would happen if Jiraiya wasn't there.
That's crazy.
I think the whole team might have been cooked in that moment.
That's a good point, because obviously what Naruto learned, we already covered that in another episode, but obviously with what he learned, I mean, the only thing Ebisu taught him was that you are using your chakra ineffectively because you have so much due to the Ninetales demon. But yeah, again, we just see, it's not necessarily favoritism, because Kakashi understood that, hey, obviously being able to train him with the Sharingan, which doesn't get highlighted here, but I have to make sure this curse seal doesn't get out of control, was something that he had to do. But you do see, again, that slight fracture in what they do. So then, again, leading to the Gaara fight, at this point, Sasuke's passed out. You know, Naruto eventually defeats Gaara, hero of the village.
Yep. Sasuke's in amazement over that.
Mm-hmm. So then there's like, what? Oh, yeah. So then we get to the Itachi return, which we did cover in last week's episode with the Itachi episode. Essentially, after Itachi and Kisame visit, they're looking for Naruto. Sasuke learns this because, you know, Kakashi's out of commission. The Jonin let it slip that Itachi's back. He finds him, is like, yo.
The behind.
Yeah. He's like, yo, I hate you. Look what I learned. Tries to attack Itachi, gets defeated easily, put back into the Genjutsu of that night, and then it transitions into, like, I don't believe it's a canon arc, but essentially it's like a land of something mission, which essentially gets him put in the hospital later, leading to one of their first fight between him and Naruto.
Ooh, yeah, because again, yeah, that arc's not canon because it goes from, in the manga, it's like Tsunade goes heal Sasuke, and then Sasuke's butt hurt over the fact, like, again, like Itachi's like mocking him, and mm-hmm. I guess in the anime, not only that, but also like he's like in this like Land of Tea arc,
yeah, that's
anime
what it was.
Arc, and now he's like, hey, Naruto is like growing stronger and stronger, and he's being like targeted by my brother Itachi. And also the fact Itachi's still so much stronger than himself, he's getting, especially considering the fact like Sasuke got his butt whooped by Gaara, and yet Naruto's able to beat him.
Yes.
Especially he's able to use summoning jutsu.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sasuke is, he's down in dumps, he's very jealous. So he's like, Naruto, you and me up on this roof right now.
Knocks the apples out of Sakura's hand.
Yep. And essentially the two.
This was hype.
Yep, because at this point, this is when they have their first ever bout, like their first fight, and like Sasuke, he doing his thing against all Naruto's clones,
mm-hmm.
and then comes the moment where Naruto busts out the Rasengan, Sasuke charges the Chidori, they about to clash, Sakura in her infinite wisdom says like, oh nah, this is getting too much, let me go run to the middle of this of what's about to be a cataclysmic level clash. Fortunately, Kakashi, the main man with an actual brain cell, grabs them, throws them both into two respective water pillars, and it's like, Sasuke, Naruto, what the heck are y'all doing?
Yeah, they were going for the kill.
Like, y'all are not supposed to fight each other, and like both of them, like, they remove their hands from the pillar, right? Sasuke, like, noticing how Naruto only has, like, a small, like, drink of water coming out while his is slowly gushing. And then Sasuke's like, oh, yeah, I'm still top dog.
So levels to this.
Like, I'm still top dog. So he flips behind to leave. And then he hears a drop of water, looks behind him, and he sees the entire back of Naruto's tank blown out.
Jeez.
It's like, oh, nah. He's still that powerful?
Yes.
So yeah, now he's back to being pissed and like in the mood again. to where, like, at night, like, Kakashi, like, basically, like, traps him. He's like, hey, the Chidori is not supposed to be used on our friends. We need you to... It's like, bro, it's worse to lose your friends over experiencing the pain of loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sai's like, oh, I bet you if I killed one of your friends, you'd understand. And it's like, whoa. Sasuke, chill out.
Relax.
Like, relax. And he goes like, yeah, that would be cool, except all my friends are already dead.
Mm.
And this shut Sasuke up for a little second. And before he could reflect on Kakashi's words, then the Sound Ninja 4 come in. It's like, hey, like, they wanted to test Sasuke out. They put Belta behind. He's using the curse mark, and they using their curse marks. But they're like, hey, you know, Orochimaru is able to give you more power. You just got to come with us. And Sasuke's like, nah, I want to kill Itachi so much. So he goes like that next night. He takes him up on their offer. He's about to exit the village. And then Sakura's there. And she's like, Sasuke, please, I love you. Don't leave the village. In fact, if you want to leave the village, I'll come with you.
Very accurate reenactment.
Like, please, baby, please, please.
And does he punch her in the gut or chop to the neck?
Chops her neck.
Yeah, it was the neck chop, puts her out, thanks her for everything, and then, well, gets into the, it's not a jar, but kind of the carriage for the Sound Ninja as they give him a drug that will help him awaken. I think it was the second stage of the curse mark. Yep. Something with the hospital fight, just wanted to point out, was I believe also, which parallels to their final fight in this part one of Naruto, is that Naruto is like, hey, put your headband on, Sasuke. And Sasuke's like, nah. And then Naruto's like, hey, this symbolizes, you know, respect between shinobi viewing us as equals. He's like, dude, I ain't put my headband on for you, Naruto.
I don't respect you, my boy.
So let's get to it, which does parallel to their later fight. So with that, we have the Sasuke recovery mission. Also, you want to talk about an arc? Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to call this the boys to men mission.
I literally have that in my notes. This is where boys became men.
The boys to men mission. Everybody got active. Except
Sasuke. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I have to do it.
Yo, yeah. Everybody. Which touched on kind of like, before we get to Shippuden, a main criticism of Shippuden is that the first Naruto, even if you look back at it, is the Naruto and Sasuke show to an extent. But with kind of like this arc, they did give other characters moments like this in the Chunin exam. They gave other characters moments to grow, and then just like highlighted that, because even with the Sasuke recovery mission, a lot of this arc he's not involved with until the very end, which is the end of the first part of the series. With that, that is a valid criticism that people have before we touch on Shippuden, where it eventually, after the initial wave of Akatsuki get taken out, it is this one-to-one, but we'll get to that.
Yep. So right now, all right, so basically after the medication, he's unconscious for a while, he wakes up, he feels stronger, and he heads up, is like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to Orochimaru myself, and then... He meets up at the Valley of the End where Naruto catches up with him, and then reveals, you know, he has that curse mark up to his eye. His eye changed now. He's like, hey, like, Naruto's like, dude, come back to the village. You strong enough? He's like, nah, I got to go to Orochimaru. I need to pack up my brother.
yes.
And he's like, listen, Orochimaru, he trying to take your body. He's like, listen, is it going to lead to me killing Itachi? I then bet. It's like, and then Naruto and them, they get to clashing. To where Sasuke's beating the brakes off of Naruto.
This was a fight.
Yeah, this was the fight. They are going hand to hand. And he's like, oh yeah, I will kill you if necessary, Naruto. And it gets to a point where they have their Chidori Rasengan clash. And then it ends with like him impaling Naruto like in his pectoral. Like near his heart, is like, and then Naruto taps into the Nine Tails. It's like, oh yeah, you weak now. Naruto taps in Ninetales, put belts behind on Sasuke. They clap, they're on a wall, and this is where, like, you see, like, hey, you do not understand my feelings, all right? Because you was alone for your entire life. You never knew loss. Me, on the other hand, I had to watch my family die by my brother. You can't understand me. And then they get to clashing again. At this point, this is when
Tombstone Power. Like,
No. This is like right before he's like, okay, I'm gonna put on the headband now.
Yes,
because this is where like they acknowledge each other, and then Sasuke Sharingan develops into the three Tomo version, which allows him to see Naruto's moves before he does them. And as you mentioned, the pile drive Falcon drop
from heaven.
Boom.
Yeah, he wasn't lying when he said I'm a kill you, Naruto. Because, and then as you mentioned with the headband, him initially again being like, hey, put on your headband. He's like, no, you won't even leave a scar on my headband. And then to that point, showing that in their relationship, he finally acknowledges Naruto as an equal at this stage before, you know, killing him. But then the Ninetales is like, yo, you're a week behind. I gotta give you more power, because if you die, I die.
Yeah, nah, I need to get you more active. Naruto gets the Ninetales cloak for the first time, the one tail cloak. Starts putting belts behind the Sasuke. He's like, oh, nah, all right, I see you. I see you, my boy. All right, curse mark belt level 2. Let's get it. And then, you know, they clash a little, and Sasuke gets the hand wings.
Oh, yeah.
Naruto charging up that Vermilion Rasengan. Sasuke charging up that Black Chidori. They clash, and then, like, in this moment, like, when they clash and cause a huge explosion, Naruto's able to scratch Sasuke's headband, but Sasuke's able to land the crushing blow on Sasuke's gut and then at the end, Sasuke's the victor.
Yes.
But Naruto passed out.
Which then leads to a interesting point. I can't remember if it's now or if it's later in the show, but essentially Sasuke learns that, hey, oh, because Itachi tells him this, essentially that by killing your best friend, you're able to unlock the Mangekyo Sharingan. And Natasha's like, that's the only way you're going to be able to beat me, my good sir. So with that, obviously Naruto, and then even thinking about this is kind of where Sasuke acknowledges Naruto is his best friend, or at least a close friend in this situation. And he has the ability, like his headband falls off, it's scratched, as you mentioned. He has a scar on his forehead showing that Naruto was able to land a blow on him. But then it's also in that moment, he has a chance to kill him and he walks away because he's like, hey, Itachi, you're not going to dictate my actions, even though you're the reason I'm going to Orochimaru. But that's here nor there. But it also kind of shows that, hey, Naruto's my guy, and I don't want to kill him at this stage before we get to Shippuden, where
yeah, also, again, he doesn't want to, like, allow Itachi to, like, nah, you have to do this, in order. It's like, nah, I ain't gonna go down the same route Itachi did to kill him.
Even though he does go down a route because of Itachi, but eventually. But yeah, leaves Naruto, that's the end of his arc in part one. So before we jump into Shippuden, where there's even more detail with this, kind of discussing his relationship with Naruto, how'd you feel about that relationship, and then Sasuke by the end of this arc?
I think, like, by this point, it's like, oh yeah, you start to see, like, them slowly develop a rivalry. I wouldn't necessarily say, like, too much friendship, except, like, in the anime where there was, like, a bunch of filler arcs, like, between, like, I remember the one filler arc where they were all trying to get Kakashi's mask off, like,
yes.
That, and all of them were acting like, hey, I'm deeply curious, like, even Sasuke was like, hold on, you might be onto something, Naruto, let's do this, and he's fully on board. It's like, oh, yeah, like, it shows, like, oh, yeah, they're not only a team, they're, like, comrades, they're, like, family a bit. So, like, to see, like, oh, yeah, Sasuke's, like, start of darkness and him being consumed by his desire for revenge, basically breaking up that, is a little concerning, a little heartbreaking. But, again, this is where, like, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a reverse Vegeta in this moment. Because, like, yeah, whereas Goku slowly wore down Vegeta, or Goku and friends, here, even if he was worn down, he still had that desire, and he let that desire consume him completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so interesting because pre-Gaara fight, you see that with their relationship, he's slowly acknowledging Naruto, slowly and slowly. Obviously, the backstory of them both feeling loneliness, but he's like, yo, you're, well, he does, in the Bell test, is like, you're my comrade, whether I like it or not. And then with the early tuning exams in the Land of Waves being like, I'm kind of better than you, Naruto, to, okay, post-Gaara, it's like, dang, I got to get better. But once, again, Itachi comes in, the clouding of hatred, and I feel like there's so many points where Sasuke, especially when we get to Shippuden, Sasuke is like, hey, I'm on the fence about mending this relationship. And then someone else with their own ulterior motives comes in and clouds or uses the borderline hatred within me to get me to do their bidding. So with that, we will get into his rogue ninja days with a 2.5 year time jump. And literally, he is in the opening scene of Shippuden.
Which is kind of crazy when you think about it. It's like, oh yeah, you're watching Naruto Shippuden, like you've seen it. And then it just immediately like, oh yeah, he finds Sasuke, like everybody finds Sasuke. And basically like this is the opening scene, but we're basically just going to touch upon like this and like his first appearance, aka the Tenchi Bridge arc.
Yes.
Where essentially after 2.5 years, like he's like in Orochimaru's hideout, like he'd been training like all this time. And then Sai, who's basically his replacement on Team 7, tries to go and kill him thanks to like the Anbu, because he was an Anbu ninja. He's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go kill Sasuke. And Sasuke like,
that's funny.
Good luck. Bam! And just basically belted behind him, and then Sasuke pulls up. I mean, then Naruto pulls up, and he's like, hey, dude, we've been tracking you all this time. Please come back to the village. You ain't gotta go down this route. And then Sasuke's like, bruh, after all this time, all these years you spent thinking about me, you should have been thinking about just becoming a stronger ninja, because if I recall right, wasn't your goal to become Hokage? How? And then Naruto comes back with the quick, like, hey, I can't be Hokage if I can't save one friend. And then they all get active because Team 7 decides to pull up on them. Of course, at this time, Kakashi's out of commission after the last arc, and Yamato took his place. To even Sasuke's like, oh, no Kakashi? Who's this goober? And Sasuke shows them just how vastly more powerful he is, using Chidori's stream, channeling the Chidori through his sword. And this is all without using his Sharingan, until the moment where like Naruto starts trying to tap into the Ninetales chakra, and then Sasuke is like, oh wow, Naruto, I didn't know you had this box in you.
We're not doing that though.
But nah. And this is a key moment, because this is like, again, like the first moment in Shippuden where Madara is mentioned, where
yes,
the Ninetales Fox is like, hold on, you got his eyes, and you got his murder, you got his aura, and you got his killing intent. Are you related to Madara Uchiha? And he's like, I have no idea who this is, and I do not care. Be gone.
I know. It's crazy with this scene, because you have to think about it, because both of them are training under the legendary Sannin, with Naruto being under Jiraiya, Sasuke being under Orochimaru, and even those two paralleling, where it's like Jiraiya knows exactly what it feels like to try to want to bring back a friend in Orochimaru and failing to do so with that. But Sasuke is training to kill someone that is exponentially stronger than him at the time. Naruto's training, a lot of his training was to, yes, get stronger, but it was to, you know, control the Ninetales, which a lot of this early arc in Shippuden, he doesn't know how to control because he doesn't want that hatred to overcome him. So he's not even using all of his powers at this time. Yeah, where Sasuke
controlled than anything else.
Exactly. And then Sasuke is embracing Curse Mark, Sharingan, Chidori, my Uchiha style, and he's fueled with hatred. He only wants to get stronger. So like when they first meet, there's no like chance of Naruto and the crew winning with that, and to the point where Sasuke is like, yo, I'm literally gonna kill you guys right now. And even Orochimaru has to stop him.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, because from what it looks like, he was about to use Kidin, and he's like, whoa, hold on there. Because, one, we need these people alive because, remember, Naruto here is a target of the Akatsuki, which means if he's a target of the Akatsuki, he's a target of your brother. So if he stays alive, and then he may be able to weaken members of the Akatsuki, so that'll let you easily get to your brother. And then Tai's like, all right, cool, and then disappears with Orochimaru. And then next, at this point, you... Like, after this point, you see a little time skip, and you see, like, Sasuke, he's taking out, like, a bunch of ninja for Orochimaru, and Orochimaru notices, like, hey, all these dudes are still alive, what's up with that? And Sasuke's like, hey, I don't need to kill any of them, I only need to kill one man.
Yes.
Just know that when that time comes and I see that man, all belts is off. And I will kill. Don't you worry about me.
And yeah, eventually I think we can get to the pursuit, the Itachi pursuit. Eventually he's like, hey man, you taught me all you could, Orochimaru, and then I also know you're trying to steal my body, so I'm about to leave. And Orochimaru's like, hey, I actually need your body, my friend. So they get to it, start scrapping, and I believe like it's mostly Sasuke washing Orochimaru, yep, up to the point where Orochimaru tries to trap Sasuke within his own subconscious, but then Sasuke turns it back on Orochimaru, which traps Orochimaru in his own subconscious. The reason why Orochimaru is able to keep surviving somehow throughout this entire series, which will then be brought back up later on how he then gets resurrected twice, essentially. So, yeah, so he escapes Orochimaru. He then frees Sugetsu, finds Karin, and then eventually finds Jugo, who is the origin of the cursed seals, which Orochimaru used to pass them out, and is able to control Jugo's rage because he's essentially a berserker. So this is Team Heavy, and their only goal is to kill Itachi. That's the only mission that they're working towards. So eventually, through that, they run into Deidara and Tobi. And Deidara, again, hating all Uchiha, is like, actually, why did they fight? I can't remember the reason of it. I know Tobi obviously had his own reasons, but I can't remember why they began clashing.
Oh, why Deidara fought him? Or I mean, he hates all Uchiha, you know, Sasuke, his brother. That's obviously, that's reason enough for him. But Sasuke, he mostly was like, hey, I need to know where Itachi is. And Deidara is like, you gotta kill me in order to get that information out of me. I ain't saying nothing. It's like, all right, bet.
And defeats him after Deidara has to blow himself up. Poor Manda, who was summoned to protect Sasuke from the C-Zero, which is essentially just like a self-destruct button. He curses Sasuke in his final moments and then dies.
Yep. Okay, quick moment. Do we count this as a win for Sasuke?
When I was reviewing this, I was like, Sasuke got a few cheap wins in.
Do we count this as a win? Because Deidara just pressed the rage I quit moment, but
see the thing is, Sasuke survives his fights, but some of them he isn't winning, because this fight, when we get to the Itachi fight, which we covered last week, he technically won it, but he survived it more than he like defeated Itachi. And then even when we get to the Hokage,
the Killer Bee fight,
Killer Bee, when we get to the Five Hokage summit, I mean, he was getting active, but technically he didn't win. So I don't think he did win. Well, he did not defeat Deidara.
Yeah, Deidara beat himself. All right, so yeah, basically at this point, he goes and then he finds Itachi's clone, to where the clone leads him directly to where Itachi is. And this is where we get into the fight that we mentioned in last week's episode.
Yes.
So we're not going to cover much here. Just the fact like, hey, Sasuke like overuses his chakra to where Orochimaru comes back up. And we know how that went.
Yes.
But yeah, so like after Itachi dies, Sasuke passes out. And then he wakes up and he's fully treated by Tobi.
Of course.
Or should I say Madara Uchiha?
quote unquote. Yes.
Yeah. In air quotes. And this is where, like, he basically explains, how Itachi's backstory and, like, his motivations, which at this point, Sasuke, he just cannot process, right? And he basically, like, takes that to heart. He's like, oh, my goodness. And he starts, like, remembering all his past memories. Like, the night where his parents died, Itachi was crying. And he realized just how much Itachi loved him, and he's overcome by grief. And he's, like, so incensed by it that this causes his Mangekyo Sharingan to awaken as he has a new goal to destroy the Leaf Village.
And then we also, as we mentioned last week, this is when the Amaterasu activates because of what Itachi planted on Sasuke right before he died to try to, like, kill quote-unquote Madara Uchiha at the time.
Yep. So, at this point, this is when we get the first true, well, not the first true, the biggest belt of behind whooping I had never seen in my whole life.
This was bad.
Yep, so... All right, so essentially, like, Team Hebi is now renamed Team Taka as the Hawks, and they joined the Akatsuki. First goal, get the Eight Tails, to which I'm like, oh boy. So they go to the Cloud Village.
Did we know a lot about B before then?
No.
So, yeah.
No, this is the first introduction to him. And they pull up on him to see this black man rapping, writing rhymes. And again, belt of behind is a understatement, because Killer B just counters literally everything that Sasuke throws at him. Like, oh, you're using your Chidori to make
lightning.
To your sword? Okay, let me do the same thing. Like, wait, what? Oh, y'all doing a jumping 3-on-1? Let me Uno reverse that. I'm jumping you. You got one sword, I got 7.
Oh my gosh.
And then the biggest moment where Sasuke knew he was... Oh, the first moment Sasuke knew he was cooked. He throws the swords into Sasuke. Cutting... It's like, oh, goodness, great. Oh, Lord, I'm dying. Cutting heals him because she's the Sakura of the group, but not as terrible. And then they get back to Killer B. They get back to being active. Killer B decides to go into the one-tailed cloak. He's like, oh, yeah, it's time. It's time for me to get active. And then he's like, okay, I know what to do with this. Genjutsu's the Jinchuriki, if you know your lore, Genjutsu do not work on them as well, especially if they're in harmony with their tailed beast. Sasuke learns this the hard way, because as soon as he turns around, you see him get lariated and his whole chest gets blown open.
Jeez. Yeah, this fight was something crazy. So eventually, the only way he managed to quote-unquote defeat him was by using the Amaterasu when B was in, like, the full kind of, like, tail beast form. And I believe he also used the tail beast bomb on them, which is crazy.
Yeah. He used the tail beast bomb on the crew, and Sugetsu barely protects them.
So with that, they use the Amaterasu. B, quote-unquote, is passed out, so they deliver the body to Tobi. Eventually, Toby's like, hey, this is a clone. Y'all did not defeat B. All right, the only way that...
B in the background just yapping, like, yeah, I'm free.
So he was like, okay, I'm going to give you all this pass, but you got to attack the 5 Kage Summit. Because obviously Sasuke, his initial goal, his stated goal is to take out the elders of Konoha for what they did to Itachi. But essentially, he does want to destroy it. Not just the elders that were responsible, but in the entire village as well. So then we get to the 5 Kage Same. We get into the fight between him and the right Kage, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
I do want to notice, like, this is a major moment because at this moment, right, Sasuke, like, is actively killing. Like, yes. He's killing, like, some of the samurai ninja. And also, Karin notices how Sasuke's chakra is colder and darker than he was when he had the curse mark. Which lets you know, like, oh, his whole soul is blacker than he was when he was basically using Orochimaru's power. How dark is this man right now?
So we can even touch on that before we get into the 5 Kage Summit, of how Sasuke's entire arc up until this point in his life is just hatred and not being able to channel it in a way that is quote unquote healthy, because he has the hatred for Itachi and he's like, yo, let me take out Itachi. Itachi does not say why he took out the family. Immediately after taking out Itachi, which has been his life goal since a kid, Obito is like, hey, let me tell you the truth about Itachi, which then transitions, you know, because in that last moment, he did see Itachi love him. So there's always that awakening. And as you mentioned, when he tells him the story of Itachi and he re-experiences those memories, he's like, yo, I actually love my brother a lot. And then that turns into even more hatred. So, but at this stage, he's even more powerful. So again, it's kind of just like the story of gaining power and then how it keeps corrupting you and then needing to gain more and more. As also, he doesn't have an outlet. All the people around him, like the Taka at this point, they're just followers because he freed them and they can't beat him. So they're just followers. They can't do anything. He doesn't have Naruto in his life. Obito obviously wants him so he can get to the real Madara's plan with the Ten-Tailed Jinchuriki and the Infinite Tsukuyomi. Yep. Orochimaru just wanted his body. As messed up as that is, so it's like people manipulating him for his own goals and channeling that hatred in that own way, which was tough. That's a lot of what Sasuke had to go through, and it parallels with Naruto because Naruto feels the hatred of not being able to bring him back on top of the hatred of the Nine Tails at this point in the story, where it's just like, I don't want to use you. And like, obviously at the same time, the whole pain arc is happening and he's like, yo, I don't want to use this power because it's nothing but darkness.
But then as soon as Pain decides to pull up and destroy the whole village, Naruto said, and he loses the love of his life, Naruto says, yeah, screw it. Yes, I will use my pain.
So that's tough. So then we get into the Five Kage Summit where Sasuke, what, like you said, actively killing him in part, he would have been fine before he actually attacked the Kage.
Yeah. Yeah, he would have, mostly because, like, oh, yeah, he's basically like, he's like, all right, I'm going to go kill Danzo. I need to get this man dead. He pulls up on everybody, and then he goes and fights the Raikage directly. Because, again, the Raikage, he's under the assumption that Killer B's dead.
Yep.
Because of Sasuke. So he's like, oh, nah, I'm putting Belta behind old Sasuke. So they're fighting. Sasuke's Mangekyo Sharingan is developing even more to the point where his Susanoo is slowly coming together. Like, he gets the rib cage, and then he's able to envelop that in Amaterasu to where Raikage is like, I don't care about that. Sacrifices his left arm to backhand Sasuke.
Yes.
And is about to, like, lose his leg in order to kill this man, too, before Gaara comes in. Woo! And this is perhaps, like, a big, like, oh, look at how far you've fallen moment.
Yes.
Because if you remember, the two of them, they've had beef. And at this point, Gaara was the crazy one, and yes, Sasuke was the more level-headed one. And now the roles have completely reversed, to where Gaara, now the Kazekage, he's like, bro, listen, I understand, like, your thoughts, your experience with, like, loneliness and vengeance, but bro, please do not go down the same route I did. Like, listen to Naruto. And so I said, like, I don't care about none of that.
I ain't trying to hear all that.
Is it? And then he goes out and he develops, like, his Susanoo, which, again, it shows, like, he's developing that Susanoo super quickly, which you later learn is, like, is because, like, if you're, like, being filled by hatred with the Uchiha, it causes your ocular powers to grow.
Didn't you say last week that the Susanoo, it, like, hurts every cell in your body?
Yes, it draws energy from every cell in your body, so you're feeling it in every part of your body. And he's like, and you only learn this because Sasuke is the one who realizes it. Mm. He's like, oh, crud, this hurts, but I gotta keep going. So, yes. Yeah, so he's doing that. He basically gets jumped by the rest of the Kage.
Yeah.
And he's and he's only able to escape by the grace of his life and with Karin and
Obito. Because the third Shi Chicago is about to put him in a pack.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to Adam Lee erase you, my boy.
That's one of my favorite Kage angle. All right, so with that, he eventually is able to catch up with Danzo. He thinks he's washing Danzo in this fight, learns that Danzo, this is where people really, really hate Danzo. Learn Danzo has like a lot of Sharingan in his arm, and he's using the Izanagi every time to keep surviving against Sasuke. Over time, essentially, Sasuke discovers this, puts him in one last genjutsu, and then takes him out. And then with that, this is actually a really funny scene, and we see how far he's fallen. So he, so Danzo takes Karin, right?
Or takes her hostage.
Because I keep mixing up that in the Karin. So with that, he takes her hostage, and Sasuke is like, bad, you're right where I want you, Chidori.
Stabs both of them. And then Obito's like over in the corner, he's like, yeah, attaboy.
This is the one I want.
Yep. So now Sasuke's like, okay, I'm glad with my revenge. And then Danzo hits the self-delete button. I'm gonna take everybody with me.
Yeah.
Holds himself up, but he's like, dang. And Sasuke's like, all right, I'm good here. I'm ready to go take out the Leaf Village now. Now, mind you, he just finished battling basically five Kage.
Yes.
And he's been spamming his Mangekyo Sharingan.
And the Eight Tails soon after. So five Kage and the Eight Tails, yeah.
Yeah. He, like, Toby's, like, Obito's telling him, like, hey, you need to, like, rest. You need to chill out. And Sasuke's like, I don't care. Like, I'm slowly starting to go blind, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go put belt to behind. And while this is happening, right, he sees Karin, and he's about to finish her off. He's like, I don't need you anymore. And then Sakura pulls up.
Of all people,
I'm like, oh, Lord. To where she's basically doing the same thing as, like Sasuke, I abandoned the Leaf Village. I'm here to join you. I don't care about them anymore. I'm just in love with you. I love you like crazy. And mind you, this is after she fake confesses her love.
That was dirty. Yeah.
Sorry. Sasuke episode, my bad.
See, this part of the timeline gets funny for me because this is when the filler really starts to pick up in Naruto. So it's like hard. So I'm glad you reminded me. Yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, she's like, okay. Sasuke like, all right, if you want to join me, kill this girl. Show your loyalty. To Big Daddy. Sasuke.
Your fealty to me.
Prove your fealty. And she like she grabs like the poison tipped kunai, but she's hesitating because as we know, like she's trying like she went up there to try to kill Sasuke.
Yeah.
Sasuke, he's like, I think either because he senses her hesitating or because he just really does not really has fallen off the deep end.
Yeah.
He immediately tries to Chidori her. Where Kakashi had to step in.
One of my favorite memes.
And then Kakashi steps in, and he's like, wow, look at how far you've fallen, my boy. And at this point, Sasuke has devolved into a crazy axe-murdering sociopath because at this point, I believe it was Kakashi. He was like, hey, like, listen, you shouldn't be down this path of vengeance. This ain't what your people would have wanted. And then he starts laughing and cackling like a madman, talking about how, one, Kakashi shouldn't have a Sharingan. That should be an Uchiha exclusive. You're leeching off the Uchiha. And he's like, all I can hear are the Leaf Village laughing at my brother. And while all this is happening, his Susanoo is coming out and it's developing into its basically full form. And he's like, I want to see the Leaf Village scream in agony.
Crazy.
As I kill them all.
See, this is the thing kind of like what I mentioned and how he, with his hatred, with Itachi, it was a single focused, this is what I have to do in order to take this one person out. When Obito tells him the truth, once he's like, I gotta take everybody out, there's no restraint to him. There's no coolness. There's no level-headedness. It's just like, I got to gain power and I got to take everybody out any means necessary, which is just wild. And again, one of my favorite memes is where he's like, yo, I'm going to take you out, Kakashi. And then Kakashi just looks completely unbothered.
Yeah, it's like, I am itching to kill you, Kakashi. He's like, I've heard that before.
Yes.
But yeah, and at this point, I'd say like his Susanoo completely evolved. And as we noticed, like his Susanoo is completely different from Itachi's to where it has a more demonic look to it. Like it has the devil horns. And when it's fully in its full form, it's like jagged. It has like a bunch of teeth in it in comparison to Itachi's, which looks well more humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
This one's straight up a demon. But of course, it quickly dissipates. Because not only is he running out of chakra, he's also going full blind.
Yes.
And then Sakura, in her infinite wisdom, decides to use this precise moment to try to stab him. Sasuke's like, I'm about to give me your kunai. Die. And then she gets saved once again by Naruto.
The goat.
Who cuts him. At this point, like, two of them, they're talking about just how, like, Sasuke, how dare you try to attack Sakura? It's like, man. I've been itching to kill her this entire time. As a matter of fact, I want you dead too. You next on my list.
I got.
I know, I was saying, as a matter of fact, catch this Chidori.
I really love this scene because in it, and it parallels towards their final fight, he says, hey, there's a legend or a story of whatever, however it's phrased, is that when two shinobi really know each other and are like equals or whatever. If they fight with their fists, that's how they communicate. They don't have to say any words whatsoever. And so that's what they do that. So in this next fight scene, they don't speak at all, but all their feelings are communicated in their hatred. And they eventually fight to a standstill and it's communicated. Naruto's like, hey, everyone wants me to take you out, dude. And this is before Naruto is like, he makes peace with his hatred, right? And the Nazis.
Well, before actually, this is kind of the moment where he decides, okay, I need to go deal with this.
Yeah, so it's like, if we see each other next time, it's on site, one of us got to go. And Sasuke's
No. It's Sasuke who says, like, yes. Oh, yeah, one of us got to go. Naruto's like, no, when we fight again, both of us are going to die.
Yeah, yeah. So they essentially make the pledge of death where it's like, there's only one way this ends. Someone's got to die. So going their separate ways with that, again, as you mentioned, Sasuke really can't see. Obito collects him and is like, hey, well, Sasuke's like, hey, Naruto is now essentially close to my equal. Obviously, he was, you know, debuffed for various reasons, but I got to go get Itachi's eyes because I got to get stronger. So he gets that implant for the eyes. Over this time period, the fourth great ninja war starts to kick off. Obito has one of the Zetsu's, right?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Sasuke, you gotta chill. Don't go nowhere, buddy. We good. Stay here. And Sasuke's like, nah, I'm gonna go kill Naruto. It's time.
And then, like, he goes out, and this is where, like, again, he as he leaves out with his new eyes, then he catches up with his brother, which, again, we talked about in last week's episode. So,
yes.
To that, where, yeah, yeah, we literally talked about all that. So, yeah, Itachi, you know, they managed to get their closure. Itachi's like, hey, no matter what you do, I still love you. And at this point, Sasuke's like, all right, I need to go do some reflection real quick.
His heart is conflicted.
Yeah, his heart is very conflicted, and he goes back to the Leaf Village because now he doesn't know, like, what a shinobi is and, like, what does it mean to be a ninja. Mm-hmm. And they go, like, hey, Sugetsu and Juga, they're like, hey, Madara Uchiha's back. And then, like, he goes, he finds Anko, and then he uses a jutsu on her curse mark, releasing Orochimaru. He's like, I know you've been here the whole time. Come out here.
Yes.
And then,
so this is, yes, Orochimaru's second reawakening.
Yep. So Orochimaru is revived, and Sasuke's like, hey, I still want to get revenge, but I need to understand the world better so I can understand Itachi more. Revive the four Hokage and then Orochimaru does it. He revives Hashirama, he revives Tobirama the racist. He revived the useless third Hokage, and he revives the goat Minato.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and the goddess Shinobi Hashirama. I'm sorry. I need to give you your title too. I'm sorry.
So yeah, then they have that conversation. Essentially, like, and again, this is where the fourth great ninja war is in full effect at this point. I can't remember the course of that conversation, but it did lead to not only the four original Hokage, but Sasuke then joining in the fray to go up against Obito, Madara, and then join in the war.
Yeah, so essentially, the conversation basically went like, hey, what does it mean to be a ninja? What's the origin of Hokage? What's the origin of the Leaf Village? And while Tobirama, he ready to kill Sasuke on sight because he's a filthy Uchik. No, I'm sorry. Hashirama is like, hold on, let me give you the origins of the Leaf Village with details like the origins of the Leaf, his beef with Madara, all of that. Mm-hmm. And then that's when, like, he's like, okay, I need to... Yeah, and he makes the decision to protect the Leaf Village, and as you said, he reaches back with everyone. Everyone's like apprehensive of him, except for Naruto, and like, what you doing back here? Is like, listen, I made a decision. I was wilding out, my bad, but I'm about to become Hokage, and I'll change the ninja world. And they're like, boy, if you don't get on someone, nah. And yeah, Team 7 is now back in action, and it's as if they never left. They already in sync with one another.
And then they do that cool moment with the three-way summoning jutsu.
Yep. Basically becoming the three noon Sannin. They're the three new Sannin, and they're putting belt behind everybody. Him, and also turns out that like Sasuke's like inferno style jutsu complements Naruto's wind style jutsu very well. So they're combining jutsu together to start blowing everything away.
Going crazy.
Yeah, and at one point, you start saying like, whoa, 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 what's going on here? When Sasuke's like using his inferno style to scorch the Tentails, and he's like, let it burn. Burn them all. I'm like, whoa, 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 still a little dark there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, then Obito becomes the Tentails. Naruto and Sasuke, they're fighting him. Basically, the rest of this is just fight after fight.
Yes.
So yeah, it's just them fighting.
And then Sage of Six Paths. So,
yeah. Then Madara comes back to life. He stabs Sasuke. Sasuke dies. And basically has a conversation with the Sage of Six Paths. We don't know what the conversation is until much later. But essentially, he comes back to life with the Sage of Six Paths chakra, which develops his eye into a Rinnegan, or Sharingan, as I like to call it, because it still has the Tomoe in it, to where him and a newly powered Naruto, they fight a Ten-Tailed Madara with their goal being to seal him. Unfortunately, Madara's able to, you know, do some chicanery. He's able to do the whole Moon Eye plan, and then, the Infinite Tsukuyomi, and then he gets taken over by Kaguya, to which then they have to fight her.
And then they seal her.
They finally seal her. All right. We went through like just hundreds of episodes in like one sentence.
A lot of that is filler too.
Yeah. There's a bunch of
90, like, 90 of those episodes are filler.
There's actually a whole point where it was like literally a whole year of filler.
Yes.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, which hurt the momentum of the show. So getting into that, they defeat they steal Kaguya away. They're like, hey, man, we're good. Thank you so much. I believe people are still in the Tsukuyomi. And then
they're like, yeah, Naruto and Sasuke have to like do a jutsu to break him out.
Mm-hmm. And Sasuke's like, yeah, actually,
it's
though.
He's like, actually, like, hold on. Let me tell y'all something. Because like, I'm not going to do any of that until I killed the Kage that are inside. And then everyone's like, whoa, 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 chill. And then, and Hagoroma's like Naruto and Hagoroma, aka the Sage of Six Paths, they're the only ones not surprised at this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was revealed in the conversation that Sasuke's idea of saving the world is, I will basically become public enemy number one. I will become the Hokage that everybody has to pour their hatred on.
I'll become Light Yagami, or no, it's more closer to what's this show called? Yes, Lelouch.
Yeah, he basically becomes Lelouch. He seals all the tailed beasts because they basically become, you know, they're basically free. He's like, I'm gonna seal all of y'all up.
Wow, dude.
And then Naruto, Sasuke, and Naruto's like, Naruto, you and me, Valley of the End, I know you want to stop all this. Let's get to boxing.
And boxing they do. Yeah. So I mean, if you've seen the fight, we don't have to cover the fight because we're obviously going along with just so much of Sasuke to cover. But essentially, they do the one more Rasengan Chidori clash. Both of them lose a hand in it. And at the end, they have that beautiful conversation.
Yeah, where essentially, like, Naruto's like, hey, I'm doing all this because, like, you know, I still see you as my friend. Sasuke's like, man, after the years of trying to, like, push you away, you always stuck by me and you always wanted to be close to me. Man, I am so sorry for basically, like, rejecting you. It's like, I acknowledge you not just as a strong shinobi, but also my friend. And yeah, so Sakura heals the two of them. And then, of course, like, at the end of it, Kakashi's, like, the Hokage at this point. Sasuke's locked up. They won't let him out. But until he eventually, like, is convinced by Naruto to, like, hey, pardon this man. So they get pardoned. Sasuke chooses to not get a Hashirama arm like Naruto did because he's like, nah, I need this as a reminder. And he gets the headband back.
And something that you mentioned in the Naruto episode where when they do that final clash, Naruto has essentially everyone that has been down the path with him, like helping him metaphorically with his Rasengan, where it's with Sasuke's Chidori, it's just Itachi behind him.
Yep.
So
it's beautiful imagery, beautiful imagery. But
so then we get to Boruto.
No, we don't. Sorry. But oh, yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah. All right. So let's speed run through this part because I don't care. All right. So at this point, somehow he falls for Sakura. Sakura and them do get married. And they do have a child named Sarada. But Sasuke is officially has the position of Shadow Hokage compared to Naruto's regular Hokage. So essentially, like, he's literally just the Anbu.
He basically has to go get milk a lot, you know?
Yeah. So he leads his family for years at a time to essentially just go to different cells, starts either do his best to quell whatever tensions there are, or if he can't quell it, go to Naruto so they can figure out a plan to how to quell it themselves. And at a certain point, he's captured, you know, by this rogue Uchiha named Shin, and essentially, like, his daughter Sarada go out, try to find him, and he nearly beheads her because he's like, oh, snap, wait. Because he's like, oh, you're an Uchiha. Oh, wait, you're my daughter, aren't you? What's your name again? I'm like, ooh.
Ouch.
People need to talk. Like, people keep saying stuff about, like, oh, yeah, Goku, bad dad, Goku, bad dad. I'm like, well, firstly, he's not a bad dad. I'll cover that in another episode. But but y'all need to be talking about this man.
He's more of a father to Boruto than he is to Sar.
Yeah, because by the time of the Boruto movie, he finds out about the Otsutsukis and their plans to, like, resurrect the Ten Tails or something like that. I don't care. But Boruto's basically, like, infatuated with Sasuke because he's like, this is the one man who's equal to my deadbeat daddy. I need to, like, know his secrets from Sasuke. I need to know how to beat my daddy, beat the brakes off of him. And Sasuke's like, I see so much Naruto in you, you don't even realize it, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So he trains him in the way of the lightning style. Then eventually he's like, okay, I need to become a family man again. Trains with Sarada. They have probably one of the best bouts of all time against Momochiki, where it's literally just belt to behind, because it's basically a jumping session. And then way later down the line, he fights Isshin, which becomes a reverse jumping.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, Sasuke gets majorly disrespected. I know there was a whole arc where him and Boruto go back in time to part one Naruto. And eventually, like, Jiraiya realizes that he's actually Sasuke, but older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's and then eventually, like, Boruto gets like Sasuke gets trapped in a tree protecting Boruto, and that's where we currently are right now. I do not care
anymore. Oh, I didn't know that, but yeah, he loses his Rinnegan in that, like you said. So with that, man, we covered a lot. We covered a lot with Sasuke. So with that, kind of his relatability, I think it's really interesting with Sasuke going down his path of revenge, and then obviously paralleling with Naruto, kind of what in The Last of Us 2 is trying to do, and what people are not with for various reasons, which we touched on in our Last of Us episode. But what do you think about just like his philosophy and relatability?
Yeah, I think there's a whole lot of relatability, especially in regards to just the idea of being consumed by the desire for revenge. Because I know, like, hey, many people, like, they may want to get revenge on somebody. But then it also, like, there's a big relatability that's like, hey, what do I do after I get said revenge? What happens after? And you see what happens to Sasuke after, which is his desire for revenge keeps getting shifted to a different person.
Yes.
Or in this case, going from Itachi to a whole village, and then to justify Kage. So yeah, it's like you see him. So, and then also you see like a descent into madness through his overly consumption of revenge. But again, you still see like some of his actual nature in there somewhere.
Nice. Yeah, I do think he is definitely one of the more popular characters. And I know people, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, kind of, you know, wobble back and forth on the fact that it was so much of those two in this, but I do think he was used to parallel that. And even though the final fight is kind of like forced in a sense where you knew that like the creator was like, hey, the final fight, I want them to be between Naruto and Sasuke. But just like him making peace with Naruto at the end and then leading into the future series. So unless there's anything else, we can get into the what's hot.
I think we also want to, hey, you want to touch upon just his relationship with Naruto. Like, is that relationship toxic?
I feel like it's toxic on Naruto's end. He definitely follows him into, because see, the thing is that Sasuke wants nothing to do with him. For a lot of the series, but there even is the movie, I believe it's called Bonds, where you see for a brief moment where Sasuke actually helps Naruto in a fight with that, where post Itachi dying, talk with the Kage, you see he absolutely wants nothing to do with Naruto and wants to take him out. And then even in the time jump with Naruto, he's going to try to take him out again, but you know, during the recovery arc, he's like, I do acknowledge you, Naruto, as someone that cares about me. I just need to do what I came here to do. So I think on Naruto's end, it's definitely toxic, because it's like everyone is telling him there are so many red flags here, especially once he takes out B. That is the moment where it's like, and attacks the Kage. It's like, hey, this dude went too far. Like, everything else, okay. Like, he was trying to kill Itachi, trained under Orochimaru. If you want to bring him back, that's fine. This is too far. You cannot accept this. We can't. If we see him, we have to take him out.
Yep. Literally, like, it was at this point that every single other member of the Leaf Village abandoned, basically, like, yeah, as you mentioned, like, abandoned Sasuke. Even Shikamaru's like, hey, he's a rogue ninja now, and I need to take him out. And, like, we have orders. Like, we need to take him out. If
we're, like, all the young ones, like, they had, the squads had that meeting that you're mentioning. Yeah.
Yep. And then also it's like, again, like his, like there was that moment where like Naruto's like, he's begging the Raikage to like spare Sasuke. And you're just like, dog, if this was anybody else and you was put in the Raikage's position, what would you have done?
Tough, man. It's only, Naruto is literally the only person, well, I guess Jiraiya can kind of understand him, but he wasn't one. But Naruto's the only one that can truly understand Sasuke, and he's the only one that is consistently reaching out to Sasuke. And if Sasuke were able to embrace that, like let's say Sasuke killed Itachi, and then Naruto was right there for Sasuke right after.
Oh yeah,
things obviously he maybe still finds out about what happened, but Naruto is. Would be able to talk him down rather than him immediately becoming a tool for Obito.
Yeah, I think that's like another big tragedy of it all is like, yeah, And also, you got to remember, like, at this point, Naruto was, like, on his way to get to Sasuke, but it was Obito that kept blocking him, blocked him the entire time of the Itachi fight.
Yep.
And it was Zetsu who was able to go pick him up. So had Obito not been there, who knows how the series would have turned out.
Phew, tough. All right, so with that, let's get into the what's high. So, Meech, what you got?
Oh, man, there's so much that happened this week. Absolutely insane. All right, I'm going to go in this like a little bit out of order, going from what in the world happened to what the heck. All right, so we're starting with in the video game section. As we know, the Nintendo Switch 2 is now out with the Mario Kart for $80. You're able to drive all around the world now. But yeah, and then also the same weekend, like the same week as this episode, at the time we record this, PlayStation State of Play happened.
Yep.
So many trailers came out. Let me just run down a few of them. Marvel's Tokkan Fighting Soul, which is basically Marvel versus Capcom, only minus the Capcom. We got The Ghost of Yotei, the sequel to Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes, sir.
Silent Hill F, which kind of reminds me a lot of the Fatal Frame series. I'm here for it, because it's straight up just a Japanese time period set series. You got Digimon Story Time Stranger, which, if you're into like Digimon, to the Digimon story series, I only played like the first game and I thought it was actually kind of fire. Because like, oh dang, they finally give him Digimon their just dues. Let's go. But yeah, if you're into that, they announced the game for that. They announced a 007 game.
I did see that, yeah.
Looking solid. Speaking of solid, Metal Gear Solid Delta. I'm ready. They also did Madden 26. We already know that was going to come. Mm-hmm. Five Nights at Freddy's Secret of the Mimic drops the week of this video. Drops on that Friday, the 13th. Crazy. But yes, I will be watching videos of it. Then we got Pokemon Legends ZA for the Switch and Switch 2. They officially launched the pre-orders for that. So if you want it, go get it. Resident Evil 9.
Yes, Requiem.
I'm ready. Because I played Resident Evil 7, Resident Evil 8.
7 and 8.
To 100% completion.
7 and 8 brought back the franchise, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%, because what in the world was 6? But yes, 7 and 8, and now 9, we back in form, people. We're back in form. Also, Mafia, the Old Country. So if you're into the Mafia games, we got a new one. And then Dying Light the Beast. If you're into that zombie game franchise like I am, I'm ready for Dying Light. All right. Next up, movies. Fantastic Four, First Steps, coming soon.
Released another trailer, I believe. They showed the one person that can probably stop all of Secret Wars in Baby Franklin.
Yep. All right. And also, speaking of, the actress who plays Sue Richards, she's actually pregnant in real life now.
Wow.
I'm like, dang, Pedro Pascal. I didn't realize you was that.
Stop.
Big
you got to stop.
I didn't realize you were that.
You got to stop.
I saw it. I'm like, what's next? The actor who plays, Joseph Quinn. Like, they really set you on fire each time? All right. Superman, coming soon. Ballerina has dropped, and I will be seeing it expeditiously. 28 years later is dropping. Mm-hmm. I will be there.
They mentioned something about Cillian Murphy's character from the original.
Ooh,
so
I'm
interested.
Yes. Megan 2.0 is coming later this month. I don't know how to feel about it. It went from...
The way you enjoy it is you just don't think about anything.
I think that might be what I have to do. I might have to just shut my brain off the entire movie. All right.
Yes.
Okay, so next up, Karate Kid Legends. I'm there. Mm-hmm. We don't need. Let's move on because we don't need to talk about it anymore. Goated. Lilo and Stitch has dropped.
That was good.
Even though my boy Gantu is not in the movie, I'm still salty about that.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Black Phone 2.
Yes,
They didn't turn my boy Ethan Hawke into Freddy Krueger.
I'm shocked they have a sequel for that movie.
I'm shocked too. I didn't think it needed a sequel, but looking at the direction they went in and the explanation for it makes a whole ton of sense. Because all the kids, whenever they died with the near the phone, they get absorbed into the phone. Mm-hmm. What happens when a serial killer gets killed in the phone? Good Lord. Speaking of killers, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 dropping soon. Wicked for Good.
Ah, yes.
If you're into that, Freakier Friday. Yes, the Freaky Friday sequel with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis is dropping. Yay. Next up in TV, Ironheart.
Coming out this month, I believe.
Yes, dropping soon. Stranger Things 5. Them kids is already old, all right? Heck, the actress who plays Luce's little sister graduated high school.
Jeez Louise.
Nah, they also released a trailer to It, Welcome to Derry. I am here for it. I need to see it. I need to see it. Alien Earth.
Yes.
Drop the trailer. We all know the Predator Badlands is coming soon.
There's also a Predator movie out, animated Predator Killer of Killers, which has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Dang. See, I saw that in my Hulu as I was scrolling. I'm like, oh, Sam, I may need to go watch it. And then finally, Wednesday season 2, confirmed with Lady Gaga. Hopefully she doesn't do to Lady Gaga.
That wasn't her fault. That wasn't her fault.
All right, but next up, comics. Ultimate Spider-Man Incursion number 1 dropped, where we get Miles meeting the new Ultimate Universe. All new Venom didn't drop the new one. Still waiting for MJ to not be Venom anymore. Ultimate Spider-Man stay cooking. Amazing Spider-Man is actually cooking again. Just the absolute universe in general is cooking. Same thing with the Ultimate Universe and the Spawn Universe. All right, moving on. In anime, this is an announcement that we forgot to mention, but Solo Leveling won Anime of the Year. What's your thoughts?
Agreed. From the list that I saw, I mean, the only thing that I watched that I was like, yo, this is incredible, as well as Dandadan. So, but I think Solo Leveling was definitely, I mean, it got the most hype for it. Yeah. It was good storytelling. Obviously, there's stuff you can't put from the manga into the anime, but it was absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, agreed. Which, speaking of Dandadan, that new season dropping.
I think it's also releasing part of the season as a movie for the Evil Eye. Yep,
the first 3 episodes.
Nice.
And then also, My Hero Academia Vigilantes, new episode, amazing. Go-Go Loser Ranger, amazing. One Piece, you know what it is. And to all my people who keep saying, it takes too long, it takes too long to watch, just watch a compilation, you'll be fine.
Poor Kuma.
But yeah, that's all I got. You have anything?
I mean, you covered basically everything. Only other thing with anime, Fire Force in its final season going crazy. And then one more thing. There was the PlayStation State of Play, but then there was also the Summer Game Fest, which had a lot of trailers as well. You can check that out. The only thing that I'm going to mention from there is that there is going to be a Game of Thrones RPG release called War for Westeros. So interested in that, you can check out the trailer online.
Can I kill Joffrey multiple times?
Hey, get that save file right before, and then just play as much to your heart's content. So with that, again, we will be covering Madara Uchiha in next week's episode. Let's get the plugs. Let's hurry up and get up out of here.
All right. Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter and Threads, under BlurredCity22. Like, comment, subscribe, stay up to date on notifications. Discord linked in the Instagram page. We also have our YouTube and Patreon, Blurred City Pod. Donate some extra chatter, get access to very exclusive episodes like my aforementioned Goku defense video. We also have our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. Episode suggestions should be sent. We already got an episode request. We have send your love mail. You can even send your hate mail, except it gets in the spam box. Finally, I'm the Jedi Bono Mustafar on Instagram and TikTok. However long we got TikTok left, what you got?
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, Mitri_Dash, that is METRI_DASH. For my X/Twitter, that is @TheMad-16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, that is available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. So as usual, we will leave you with some words of encouragement.
All right, so my words of encouragement is, even after you go through something, it does not benefit anyone for you to push your people away. Even if life is hard or you're going through a life scenario, it's better to be in a community of those who care and love you than to be alone.
And my advice is be a friend to a friend. With Naruto, the only thing that was truly able to save Sasuke, other than the obvious conversation that he had with his brother, was Naruto's consistent persistence in being a friend and helping. So you never know what someone is going through, and you never know what you just showing that you are there and available for them can do. So with that, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See ya later.